Hello everybody and welcome to episode 61 of Gordon Valentine's podcast, which is recorded today on the 30th of April 2007. Yes, I know, this is my second podcast of the day. Well, as you can still tell, I'm sort of pissed off and upset by the whole mic thing. Anyway, I was just sort of sorting out my stuff and then I found this Valentine's Day card that I got from it. I know I'm used to reading Valentine's Day cards out in a podcast, but then, this is what he said in the end, I don't really care anyhow. It said on it, "Dear Scott, this is the first anniversary together Dear Scott, this is the first anniversary together and should be the first of many. Any bumps in the road, we can overcome them. Any creases that may arise, we can iron out together. Words only words, but said, with care, they can have a powerful meaning. I love you, Mike." And that was, as you all know, Valentine's Day is 14th of February. So that wasn't that long ago, so it was like only 2 months ago, and how he can go from saying things like that to suddenly saying that he doesn't love me anymore and that he just doesn't feel like he used to feel and stuff like that, I just don't understand it, to be honest. As I said in the last podcast, I have seen it coming for a while, it's just the way he's been acting around me, to be honest, but I know I've done buck all wrong, so, and it all sort of started that weekend he went away to Birmingham. He reckons it started before then, just when he went and we had sort of time to speak to people about it, what was getting on his mind. But when I asked him what's up with me, he just says he doesn't know. The only thing he came up with is my personality starting to bug him or something like that. But then I've had the same personality since the whole time I've known him, so I don't see what suddenly changed all of a sudden. I personally don't know what I reckon, actually. He's probably just talking crap, he's just got fed up once out of it, or he's might somebody else. I know I shouldn't say that because he's bound to hear it and then sort of go a bit mad at me, but I'm just a little bit peed off. And what also pissed me off, as you all know, we bought a camcorder together, well, we were meant to buy it together. The idea being we were meant to go 50-50 on. Of course, he still wants to give me the money for it, but I don't feel right accepting money for something that he's only got to use once, and then you expect me to get to keep it. But as well, if he'd known before he went to Birmingham that he just wasn't too right with me, why did he even let me go out and buy the damn thing in the first bloody place? As he knows I'm not loaded, so 400 and whatever it was for camcorders, a fair bit of money. So that's also pissed me off somewhat. I know he keeps saying that he wants to give me the money, but I just, to be honest, I don't want it. I don't really want anything else to do with him, to be honest, after what the hell he's put me through. It's amazing to think that only 2 weeks ago I was as happy as Larry. I didn't have a clue this was going to happen, and now my whole world is going upside down. So basically I'm a bit fed up, as you can probably tell, and I'm just rabbiting on about random crap that you probably don't want to even know about. Anyway, this is, I don't know what I was going to say, sorry about I've done two podcasts in a day and they've both been as equally as bad and depressing as the other one. Oh yeah, it's one other thing that's pissed me off today. Everything's going wrong. The fucking washing machine has died again. That's the fucking washing machine's died again. It died a couple of months ago when we got it fixed, but it looks like it's done it again. He sort of put it through, it sort of does the whole cycle, and then it just sort of stops, and it doesn't empty itself. So it means you take your clothes, it's absolutely soaking wet, and also machines are empty itself. You've got to sort of empty it manually by pulling out the filter at the bottom, and when you do, you sort of flood the bloody place. So again, that's also pissed me off, so now I don't have a washing machine either. So what else can go wrong this week? Because they all say bad luck comes in threes. I'll become single and then the washing machine's died. So what else is going to happen? We're going to crash the car and get hit by a bus? Well, maybe if I got hit by a bus, that might be a good thing. Of course, I'm only joking about getting hit by the bus. But anyway, that's all for this podcast. So bye-bye, people, yet again.